Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What are your plans for the next hour or two or three or four? You got us, baby. And when I say us, we do not have the pleasant tones of Jennifer Horn, the dulcet tones of Rich McFadden. McFadden's on his way to Panama, and Jennifer has picked up some sort of ugga-bugga-bung. And she, that's it. Every holiday, it seems, Kenny, she overdoes it and gets really tired and is susceptible to bad stuff. So yeah. She has picked up something this week that really has knocked her around. So for that reason, she is not here, but we are to discuss the issues of the day, things that have been going on this week. As a matter of fact, the usual list of top topics is posted right now at DougStephan.com. According to talkers, let's see here, we're asking you to tell us, of the 10, which was most important to you? The Sony Pictures hacking case is number one, according to Talkers Magazine, which is responsible for the list that we post at DougStephan.com. And I, for one, am getting so tired of listening to all these fools talk about something. And I think I questioned in the last hour, Kenny, why the government is involved in this at all. There's no government. Well, somebody said, because there's a threat. What kind of a threat? What can these people do? Really and truly.
We don't know exactly who they are. But they threatened 9/11-style attacks on movie theaters in America, so the government had to get involved.
So you think that this is an appropriate action for the government, and do you think that we have something really to be worried about? In your opinion?
I don't think we have something to be worried about, but I think the government had no choice.
Do you think the government pushed Sony to cancel this release?
No. I think Sony got scared, and they had so much bad stuff that had been released with all these emails that they wanted this to be over.
Go away.
Yeah.
So it cost them $68 million to produce the movie. They paid everybody off, obviously. Production, they even spent $50 million promoting it. So there you go. Thanks to American ingenuity, American business, the movie will probably never be seen. There'll be somebody, however, somewhere that would... This would have been an instant success. This would have been the number one movie of the week. Not because it's a good movie. The movie looks like it sucks. But under the circumstance, it would have done so well because of all the publicity. Everybody wants to go say, what is going on with Kim Jong-un? So if they are really smart, maybe this might not be considered smart by them, they'd redo the movie exactly as it is with some fictional leader of Uganda as the one they bump off. Do everything the same. Do the movie, but instead of doing Kim Jong-un, you do somebody from, what was the name of the country, Swangala, or whoever it was, where did Jack Bauer go in Africa?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Wasn't it Swangala?
I can't remember the name of it, but so many believed it was a real country.
Right, exactly. But we didn't get any threats from the leaders of Swangala.
Nope.
Right? So just do the movie over again, you bunch of dummies. Good God. Where's the leadership with the balsam, testosterone? How about developing a pair? A little backbone might be good. So I just think that, are they capable of sending people, operatives over, maybe tossing hand grenades into movie theaters, I suppose. I don't want to take that lightly. But, you know, at the end of the day, there are a lot of people who think that's a big thing. It's a conversation piece. It gets into the entertainment world. I think for that reason, it sort of is interesting to have the conversation because we see what's going on. Things that you suspect others. The world of gossip or jealousy. Angelina Jolie, horrible to work with. Terrible. Not that smart. The only problem is she fills up the movie theater every time that she's in a movie. She directs movies. I don't know. She doesn't But she's not my favorite. Although, did I see some of the action movies she was in? Yeah. So, what do I care whether she's difficult to deal with or not? It's just gossip. And the other stuff that's in there, the gossipy things that are there about some of the insiders in Hollywood, who cares? It's just fun. All of the People-type magazines. Well, Bill Cosby's on the front of People this week, I think, or last week. And so they'll have some kind of, it's great to read, gossipy, better than looking at pictures of Kim Kardashian. You know, that's what it is. I don't see the value of this is squat. Other than what I've just said. Kenny, thoughts?
I worry that it sets a bad precedent that some hackers could not have some problem with a movie that has a political bent or something else, and we go through this again.
Yeah, we will. There are a lot of, unless we don't do these sorts of things. Well, you know, let's say we did something, but the James Bond movies, what lately has been Russians, Middle Eastern bad guys, because those are the real bad guys. So in movies, they portray them. They don't. I remember the James Bond, Pierce Brosnan was in one of the James Bond movies he did, was focused on the president of North Korea's son. Remember that? And he had his face altered, and they, James Bond thought he had killed him. He went over the side of a waterfall. And then the president arrested him, and he put him in jail, and he was tortured, and then they got him out. Remember that? I don't remember what it was called, but it was all about North Korea. They didn't shoot us up because of that, because there were no names that were used. Other than that, it was pretty likely something that could have happened. So, anyway, but it is. I think maybe there's a point here in terms of what you're saying, the seriousness in which you take the hackers and the hacking that's going on. This is the new face of warfare. They don't have to send any operatives. They don't have anybody to send over anyway, because that's not going to happen. I don't see anybody throwing bombs into theaters. But I do think that we have a very, very vulnerable system, a world that is so set to, so run by computers and technology and that kind of infrastructure, and it's obviously fairly weak. If these people can make this kind of trouble with this thing, what do they do to our financial realities? What do they do to the banks? Right? What do they do to, I mean, pick any business. We all have our businesses run by computers. So these guys want to hack them? Every the walls of Jericho come tumbling down.
Yeah, Sony's going to lose $80 billion on this. How many businesses could afford to do that?
Well, Sony can, but not a lot can. You're right.
Right.
Yep. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. Merry Christmas, by the way. Happy New Year to everybody. Next Christmas Day, we'll be on the air live. I guess you and I will be the only ones here, Kenny, it looks like. All right, that's fine. We'll have our usual good time. The whole business about this. Do we have comments, by the way? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. On any of this? The North Koreans and the Sony picture thing?
Yeah, Polly says, I think they are reacting the right way. A terror threat is a terror threat, and it should be taken seriously.
Okay. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and that's that lady. I'm not saying it's wrong. It isn't what I think ought to be the focus, but at any rate, keep going. What else we got?
Sean says, this is a setup to generate publicity for this stupid movie.
Except they're not going to get anywhere with it. Now, I might have thought that earlier on for sure. Is it a way to, but is it the North Koreans have got something on Obama, you think? Is Obama really, he's not really an African, he's a North Korean. That could be it. This could prove, they've got information that shows that Obama is not only a traitorous non-resident, but he's a North Korean. What do you think of that? What else have you got there?
One more. Steve says, why are we so scared of North Korea? It's more likely your neighbor will accidentally shoot a bullet through your house.
Who's afraid of a little boy? A little boy? A little boy? Who's afraid of a little boy? La, 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 la. All right. Speaking of Facebook.com/Good Day, we're running a contest. Yesterday, we started asking you for a picture of your nastiest plumbing problem. And we have some interesting posts at Facebook.com/Good Day. Kenny's seen one that he really likes. We're going to give away, as a result of this, before the end of the program today, a Delta Temp 2O hand shower from the Home Depot. The Delta Temp 2O takes the guesswork out before you get in to your shower. Delta Temp 2O technology features an LED display. The temperature three-color indicators signal different temperature ranges for easy visual inspection so that you'll know what the water temperature is. This temperature display shows you the temperature of the water in the shower head. Three colors, different temperature ranges. Blue is for the water if it's below 80, magenta for 80 to 110 degrees, and red for greater than 110 degrees. So you can enjoy the convenience of knowing what the temperature is, the peace of mind that nobody in your family is going to get burnt or is going to be too cold. It is a great holiday gift, and it's available now at the Home Depot. So if you have need for one of these and you would like to have one of them, I like the six spray settings, frankly. Full massage, full with massage, shampoo, shampoo with massage, that kind of stuff. It's very clean, very cool to install, fits any standard shower arm, and it can be yours before the end of the program if you send a picture in of a really nasty plumbing problem. Send it along. Got to be a good, clear picture so we can actually see what's in it. You said, what was the one you liked the best so far?
Stan has one that where he had a complete line break in his shower this week.
Ooh.
And he is still working on it, and it is an absolute mess.
Oof. All right.
I would just add that don't go trolling through the internet to find gross pictures of bathrooms.
No,
it should
that.
Be something
from you.
From you.
Right, exactly. No cheating. Come on, boys and girls, you can do better than that. All right, so again, send the picture along to facebook.com/goodday. It's 18 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
It's a sale so big, Kohl's is open 24 hours, all day and all night. Starting 6 a.m. Friday, December 19th, through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Now you can get all of your holiday shopping done when you want to. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's is open 24 hours, starting 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Find your yes, Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Pick up the
receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim, Rosh Hashanah. I spend in Arizona and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
That's what I'm going to be doing. The last couple of days of Hanukkah and Christmas Eve, anyway. Santa Monica is celebrating the birth of my grandson on Monday. We're sort of wrapping up, even though Hanukkah has, another four nights, actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Here are the Oi City Rollers for the Hanukkah song. Who remembers this? Those lovely Hanukkah nights.
Dancing around the cradle, spinning on the floor.
Back it up, Kara.
Hanukkah night, Hanukkah night. Light another candle, cause it's 7-4. Hanukkah night, Hanukkah night. I just can't wait.
Happy Hanukkah for those of you who are celebrating. Why not have a little fun? Nobody gets hurt, right? There's no nobody. Gets, well, I suppose somebody would be offended someplace. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry at all. 25 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Okay, late night shows. Hey, these guys all offend people from time to time, but they do it with a smile on their face, and I guess that makes it okay. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers here.
It is now today officially 1 week until Christmas. So that means if you're a guy, you have 6 days until you have to start shopping. That's what it means. Who does that? I go out the night before. I go to 7-Eleven and I just start buying stuff. My wife loves Slim Jims.
Sony Pictures has officially canceled the release of The Interview due to continued threats from hackers. Yeah, which means the hackers have accomplished their goal of making everyone in the world want to see The Interview. I mean, I wasn't planning. Oh, I can't wait to see it. I'm like, what is this? Seems like everyone's weighing in on the movie's cancellation. Mitt Romney suggested the film should be released online for free. Donald Trump said the studio has no courage or guts. Chris Christie said, either way, I'm having a large bucket of popcorn.
That's it. If I don't, then the terrorists have won.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said at a press conference today that it was too early to decide if he will run for re-election in 2018. But he says it is not too early to decide how much he wins by. You can decide that right now. As at the very same press conference, Putin said that he doesn't see his children as often as he would like, said his kids, we're good. We're at a very comfortable level of how much we're seeing you. It's very hard to date for us. I'd love to meet your dad. Who is he? Vladimir Putin. I don't think we can continue this relationship.
Here's Ellen DeGeneres joking about holiday parking problems people are having.
I am going to set some parking rules for the holiday season. Rule number one, you are not allowed to back into a space. You think you can do it, and I'm here to tell you, you cannot do it. You don't know how to do it. And I know you think you're saving time. You're not saving time. I could have watched 3 Hobbit movies in the time it took you to back that thing up. Here's rule number two. Once you get in your car, you have 30 seconds to get out of your space when someone else is waiting. And here's how it works. The clock starts ticking as soon as your first kid gets in the car. Here's my third rule. You cannot park your giant SUV in a compact space. Here are a few more quick rules. Motorcycles in full spots, no. Loading up a trunk and then going back inside to the mall, absolutely not. Give me that wave that you're not leaving. I have a wave for you, too, with fewer fingers.
With fewer fingers. One or two. All right, so next half hour of Good Day, we'll have the Christmas star of the day, plus a problem to solve. That's all coming up next here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with David Korn of Mother Jones and David Frum of The Atlantic. Coming right up, since you two work at major print publications, what do you think about the big shakeup at the New Republic?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Korn and David Frum. After a new digitally oriented owner of the New Republic came in, a lot of traditional reporters and editors have fled. Will there be a new Republic, or is this a death knell?
The New Republic had an historic mission. It represented the more conservative part of the Democratic Party, liberal at home, hawkish abroad. I think one of the reasons that magazine fell into trouble was because there isn't a constituency for that kind of politics anymore in the Democratic Party. And the parties generally are more cohesive than they used to be. That also means they're more conformist than they used to be. And there's just less patience inside each for the kind of gadfly intellectual thinking that was the specialty of the New Republic at its best.
But you know, the New Republic over the years also did a lot of good journalism, although they wrote things back, particularly back in the 80s, that I disagreed with strongly. And so I am hoping, even though a lot of people who left are pals of mine and who I respect greatly, that somehow this institution rights itself.
Well said by both, and my guess is the New Republic will live with a brand name and legacy like that. I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with David Frum of The Atlantic and David Korn of Mother Jones.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around.
We're already going.
Where are we going?
That's the question. Let's go through our Friday routine here. Ken Kessler, Doug Steff, and Jennifer is ill. Richie's on his way to Panama. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas from Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Merry Christmas from the Castro family. You're going to get a Christmas card from the Castros. How about that?
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. It's really interesting. All the discussion about the freed Cuban who spied for the United States, described as a vital asset. Before he was caught and jailed, his information was so good, say Americans, it helped us ferret out a number of Cuban spies who are here in the United States, who are going to blow up movie theaters because of the movie Havana, starring Robert Redford. Remember that, Kenny? You may not have seen that. Remember that movie Havana? It's a good movie.
I don't think I saw it, but I remember hearing about it.
What smooth cars. And wasn't there was a James Bond movie that Pierce Brosnan was in, that he drove around a cool 57 Chevrolet. I think it was a convertible, wasn't it? Halle Berry in the movie? I think that was, if I remember correctly. So, we better be careful of what we do. We better not say no to the Cubans now, because they'll blow us up. They'll hack everything there is to hack. I wonder if they have the same capabilities in Cuba as the North Koreans have. What do you think?
I think they already would have tried that if they did.
You think? So maybe there should be... I'm here to suggest to Sony... I'm sure that I'm the genius that has come up with this. I think we got to do the same. We got to do the movie all over again. Same stars, all the same. Everything about the movie is the same. Except it's either about some phony dictator in Africa or maybe the Castros. What are the Castros going to do about it? Right? We bump them off. Interview Raul Castro and then bump them off. Who would you like to do that to? That'd be an interesting scenario. Who do you think in real life, about Bad Vlad Interview with him?
That's what I was thinking.
Bump him off. Right? Who else? Think about some of the other, pretty much every African leader, because they're all corrupt as could be. Bump them off. Interview them. Bump them off. Think about that. Make a list and share it with us. Find out whether you're naughty or nice. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Social media connections to us. So, all right, there's the North Korean story and the Cuba story. And from that, the good news is the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which really isn't the bellwether of activity. I find the Standard & Poor's list of the 500 companies is a stronger, better, probably more intelligent way of looking at what's really going on in the market. But anyway, people see that the market went up. The index, the Dow Jones index, went up 420 points yesterday. So that's good news for the economy. It would seem, anyway, that that's good news for the economy. I saw some other things that seem to be good news for the economy as well. I guess in terms of how we look at the day as it gets started, people are saying that it really is a strong season, a good season. So this would be a Merry Christmas for a lot of retailers. Nobody's thinking about Jesus, but it's okay because Jesus wasn't really born at this time of year anyway. That's just, why don't we call this what it is? Not a religious holiday at all. It's a pagan holiday. It's back to spending. If stores don't make it in the last quarter between Thanksgiving and Christmas, they don't make any money for the year. So call it what it is. It's still nice to have this feeling we're sharing, we're giving. And let's change the celebration of Jesus' birth to the last weekend in March, which is really when he was born. People said, too close to Easter. Really? So let's not mix fact with desire here. I guess that's it, right, Kenny? It's not a mess thing.
Yeah, but that'll never work.
No, you're right about that. Home buyers getting a break next year. That's good news for a lot of people. We were talking earlier this week about how the interest rate that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac wants to charge first-time buyers, those who are economically challenged, that is, people who really can't afford to buy a house. Anyway, there's going to be a 3% down deal, and you'll have, if you have credit scores, I talked to a guy this week, if you got a 580 credit score, no problem, you'll get your house. So give us, what, 3-4 years? We're back to the same thing we were in 2008. Congratulations. The buying spree that went on earlier in the year tightened right up toward the end of the year. There are some parts of the country that are experiencing bidding wars. I know where I am in Santa Monica, back up to where it was in 2008. Values and stuff. Not enough affordable inventory. Quote, we're expecting a big push with inventory at the beginning of the year, said Neela Richardson, chief economist at a real estate brokerage. So how many of you bought a house this year? Happy what you paid? And you're moving in? Everything's A-okay? Good for you. I hope that you'll celebrate Christmas in your new home and enjoy it, and you can actually hold on to it. Here's the bottom line on holiday shopping so far this year. If you are buying online, you are with the majority of people who don't want to go to the stores. My Meredith buys pretty much everything online. Boxes showing up every day here. Online spending up 15%. Desktops, very active. $42.5 billion spent as of last night online this season. $42.5 billion. 43% of all traffic last week was buying. Smartphone shopping, 107% higher this year than last year. Using your smartphone to order things. It's a lot of dough. Huh? It's a lot of dough.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Let's see. Price of oil. Here's something that's interesting. There's good and bad to this, as we've been talking about. The head of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries says that OPEC has no set price target for oil. No set price target. That means that wherever it lands, it lands. About $54 a barrel one day this week, down from almost $100 a barrel last year at this time. 41% decline in the cost of oil. But still, you're getting screwed at the pump. There's a way you're still paying too much money, given the fact that there's the essence of where we are here in this. The essence of where we are is looking at how much profit the oil company. Nothing wrong with profit, but don't try to hide behind, you know, you big cowards. You're hiding behind, oh, we got other expenses and things are different now than they used to be. Really? You're making more money than you ever did before. Good for you. That's the American way. But don't tell us what isn't true, please. Speaking of telling us what isn't true, Wendy Williams, one of my favorites on television doing talk, she always does a great job, Kenny, answering audience members' questions. Here she is talking about a fellow who seems to always forget his wallet when it's time to pay up.
My friends hooked me up with this guy. He's really, really nice, totally different than what I usually go for. So I was like, I'm going to give him a shot, and I go out on a date with him to a really nice restaurant. He wanted to wine and dine me. Get to the bill, all of a sudden, he lost his money. So what do I do, Wendy? He wants to take me out again? Do I go? Okay. No.
Well, no, take it easy. Take it easy. How old are you?
20.
And how old is he?
He's 25.
Okay, well, here's what you do. Because sometimes things happen. Maybe he really did lose his money. You know how men are stupid sometimes.
Exactly.
And you said you had a good time with him, right?
I did.
So what you're going to do is you're going to wait for him to ask you out again. When he does, you're going to remind him to make sure that he brings his money.
Bring the wallet.
And listen, and you'll make it, like, you look so adorable when you laugh. So, you know, you're going to make a laughter joke about it. So he understands that you're acknowledging it. Mm-hmm. But don't forget your money, honey. Okay.
Don't forget your money, honey. Kenny, that never happened to you, did it?
No.
I don't know how many people have actually gone through that? How many people have actually done that? I've never had that happen. But I don't expect. I always pay. I don't want anybody else to pay. Then there's no fight. They always pay, and there's no problem, right? But there are people like that. I could name a very famous radio personality who's the biggest cheat chiseler, cheapskate that I've ever. Actually, he just sits there while everybody else pays. And there are people like that. So, but Wendy's advice is really very good, very sage. So thank you from the Wendy Williams program. Up next, a lady named Jelaine. Is that the way we pronounce her name, Kenny? Jelaine?
Mm-hmm. Jelaine.
Jelaine is our Christmas star of the day, and you'll find out why by listening to some of the great music that she's put together. Up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
The winter season can wreak havoc on skin, so now it's more important than ever to keep skin moisturized. And there's a new body wash formula that provides softer, smoother skin after just one shower. Leading dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer.
A dramatic shift in weather causes a dramatic reaction on our skin. So moisturizing is key to combating dry skin. If you start your skincare routine in the shower with Dove, you set yourself up for success. New Dove body washes set a new standard in care by combining their mildest cleansers and moisturizers to help prevent dry skin, a must-have this winter.
What sets these body washes apart from others?
With the new Dove body wash formula, you can actually feel the difference. See for yourself by taking the Dove One Shower Challenge for softer, smoother skin after just one shower, the easiest way to jumpstart your winter skincare regimen.
New Dove body washes are available at grocery, drug, club, and online retailers nationwide. Visit Dove.com for more. Dr. Marmer is the spokesperson for Dove Body Wash.
Wow. Different this is. That's Jelaine with a song from her album Jazzy Christmas to You 3, last year's third Christmas album in as many years from Jelaine. Hello, Jelaine. Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and I think I feel better knowing you're from Dubuque, Iowa. I was thinking at first when I heard you were from New York, but that quickly. So Dubuque, Iowa, what sort of bringing into the music world reality did you live with?
Well, actually, my sister was a saxophonist, and so I grew up hearing her play jazz, and so that's how I got into it.
And so other people in your family have helped you as well, is that it?
Uh-huh. My brother is a sound engineer, and he kind of plays just about every instrument. And so, yeah, my family just helps me out, and we just enjoy doing music, and I'm in law school.
Yeah, that's, I find that interesting. You're a law student, so is there a musical? What happens if this musical career takes off to the law degree?
Well, I want to practice entertainment law, and I'm doing a lot of IP, intellectual property work. And
All right, I got a case for you. I have a case. If you're going to do entertainment law, you can sue Sony and maybe then sue Kim Jong-un for screwing up. Somebody's going to sue Sony for something out of this, and then we ought to sue the North Koreans, don't you think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, let's go there. So you and your brother have an independent jazz record label, which is named after you. What other things have you been responsible for? What else would you know or be known for at Jelaine Records, Jillaine Records.com?
Well, we also are trying to start out doing some jingle writing, but sometimes it's a little hard to get something started when we're both still in school. But yeah.
What kind of jingles? Like, could you do a new one for my radio program?
I'd love to, yes.
Kenny, let's arrange that. Let's have her do it. We need a new jingle for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's get Jelaine to do it. A little jazz-matazz. Why jazz with you? What did you? Your parents jazz people?
I just had an affinity for it. When I first heard it, my sister played jazz saxophone, and I don't know, it just clicked inside of me, and because obviously, I mean, it's kind of an odd, you know, thing for me, especially, I mean, being from Dubuque, Iowa, it's not like there's a huge jazz scene.
No.
But I just loved it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's listen to Jelaine's version of All I Want for Christmas Is You, a new single for her this year. Everybody's covering this, but there's really good versions of it. Crank it up, Kara. Campus grounds, are you sought after as an entertainer? Do you play a lot of school events, that sort of thing?
Well, I used to. In law school, it takes a little bit more time for me to do that, but hey, I performed for the law school, so
that's all right. That's a good thing.
I got it in.
And I also understand you co-host a top 40 morning program in the summertime when you're not in school. Is it in Dubuque?
Yes, I intern. Yes.
Good. Yeah, that's a great way.
I love radio.
Yeah. Well, radio is fun, and music world is fun. There are a lot of opportunities still. So as we finish our time and conversation with Jelaine, you need to know where to find this. This is a song, by the way, another track from last year's album. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Check out JelaineRecords.com to find something new, unusual, refreshing, good, all of those things. I would use all those adjectives to describe your music, Jelaine. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. To you and your family. 50.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 51 after on Good Day.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Dan Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
At the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Kenny and I now present to you our daily overview of what's going on in technology. Shelley Palmer starts things off. He's got some good free apps to expose you to, so stand by for that, and then some other info that may be helpful as you go through your Christmas buying spree here on Good Day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Apple fans were treated to a great year in 2014 with two new iPads, two new iPhones, and a shiny new version of iOS. But iOS device owners also got a slew of new great apps this year. It seems like Facebook launched about a dozen new apps, but the most exciting one was Hyperlapse, which made it really simple to create time-lapse videos. Whether you were filming the world around you or creating Hyperlapse selfies, Facebook made the process simple and made sharing it to Facebook and Instagram even easier. Another great free app is Nuzzle, which helps you make sure you're caught up with everything your friends are talking about on Twitter by gathering and displaying the articles your friends are sharing so you can stay on the loop. Nuzzle's not going to do much to help you stay caught up with world news, but it will help you stay up to date with the stuff your friends care about the most. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about the best iPhone apps from 2014.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Prices are for base buildings only. If 2015 is a year for your business to grow and you need to build, call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent. For office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more, you just can't. can't beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 898-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 898-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with... Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
All right, so there's some interesting things going on in the world of technology, as there always are, Kenny. A company called Hoyos Labs planning a public stock offering next year to fund its biometric scanner. The scanner is aimed at replacing passwords at ATMs and allowing users to scan their face, their eyes, or fingerprints on their cell phone after downloading the application. What I'm trying to figure out is how you would use that at the ATM. Do you hold your smartphone or device up to a screen? What do you need that for? Just you put your face in front of the screen?
I think once you register it in your phone, your fingerprint or whatever, then it gets sent to your bank.
No.
So the ATM will have it, and then you'll put your thumb on the little thing at the at the ATM machine.
Put your thumb on it.
Yes.
Bose is headquartered here in my hometown of Framingham. They're reportedly looking at creating a music streaming platform. How would that work, Kenny? Is that something that they could be competitive in, something like Pandora? Is that what they're thinking about? Is that
probably more like something like Spotify or Rhapsody, where there would be where you would pay a monthly subscription,
but only using Bose devices.
Right, and it would be probably like $10 or $15 a month, and then you get to listen to all the music you want.
Quality Bose speakers. Maybe a good idea. Android beats iOS, that's how you pronounce it, right? iOS, for application-based internet traffic. iOS accounts for a majority of web-based mobile traffic, however. Now, why is this important? It depends on... There's a new BlackBerry. I saw something about a new BlackBerry being built. I wonder how that would factor into this.
I don't know. I know BlackBerry keeps trying to wedge its way back in the market.
Yeah, I think... I've not had a BlackBerry, but I've seen them in use. They seem to be... I don't know. Something about them that is more appealing than the smartphones. All right. That's the little technology news for you to chew on here. Chewing on lots of things, as usual, every day. Doug said...
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.